Belle, a most welcome addition to the film world, comes to us from director Ama Asante and writer Misan Sage. Belle, a French word meaning beautiful, is a most appropriate name for this film that is as beautifully done as it is beautiful to watch. Belle takes place in Britain during the mid-1700s and is based on the true story of Dido Elizabeth Belle, an illegitimate child born to a slave mother, Maria Belle, and an aristocratic white father, John Lindsay, who is a high-ranking officer in the Royal Navy. Upon hearing of the death of Belle's mother, Lindsay finds Belle and brings her to the home of his aunt and uncle. They are to raise her while he is deployed with the Navy. Needless to state, when Belle arrives at their home, the fact that she is half black, mulatto, is a most unwelcome surprise. The uncle is no less than the Lord Chief Justice of Great Britain, and having Belle as a member of his family is definitely problematic. Nonetheless, the aunt and uncle take her in and raise her with another niece in their care. The two cousins become fast friends and are practically inseparable. The movie follows Belle's early life, primarily focusing on her late teenage years, during which her great-uncle was ruling on a major case about the murder of slaves on board a ship. This case had a major impact on the views of slavery within Great Britain. Director Ama Asante has assembled a strong, talented cast, which includes Tom Wilkinson, Penelope Wilton of Downton Abbey fame, Miranda Richardson, Tom Felton, best known as Draco Malfoy from the Harry Potter films, and the beautiful Gugu Mbatha-Raw as Belle. Ironically, Mbatha-Raw is also the child of an interracial marriage. The entire cast blends well and provides solid, enjoyable performances. Belle is not just a movie about slavery and racism. Rather, screenwriter Misan Sage has created an incredible insight to the complexities of the British social system of the time, which sometimes makes moments of this film surprising. Just when you think you know why someone is snubbing someone else, a whole new requirement of social standing comes to light. It is amazing anyone could keep the rules straight. What I found most fascinating in this film was Sage's ability to constantly draw parallels between very diverse characters in the movie. I have never seen a film show not only how different the social levels were, but also how much they had in common. This added a unique dimension that raises it far above the typical film depicting social disparity. Perhaps the most important takeaway from this film is that what we are on the outside is nowhere near as important as who we are on the inside. It was just as true in Belle's day as it is today. This story of Dido Elizabeth Belle is, for the most part, quite accurate. Perhaps the biggest adaptation is the character of John de Vigny. He is portrayed as the son of the local vicar and an activist, but in reality, he was a Frenchman who worked as a manservant. As far as I can tell, he did none of the grand things portrayed in the movie. The movie version of de Vigny seems to be a mix of several people from that moment in history. Rachel Portman's soundtrack is enjoyable and fits the film nicely, but it is not what I would consider to be a standout soundtrack, the kind that sticks in your head. All of these elements, plus the sheer beauty of the settings and costumes, however, all come together to create a film that sparkles, that is intriguing, and is definitely well worth the watching. Belle is a truly pleasurable 104 minutes in length and is rated PG for scenes with smoking and some language. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.